welcome back to Big Mood, everybody. We are here. We got three whole people here. Yay. Okay, it's a freaking party. We got who do we have?
Hi, it's me, Gina.
And we got our special guest.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stacy Diaz-Apodaca.
And our even specialer guest, me, Nikki Limo. So you're welcome for me being here. today, we thought we would pick a topic that our guest is kind of an expert in, not to brag, but she is. You should follow her on TikTok and on Instagram and on YouTube.
Yes, you should.
Because I feel like this is all the stuff that you talk about.
Yeah, mainly on TikTok.
Yeah,
on TikTok. This is what I talk about on TikTok. On YouTube is more my life, you know, but TikTok, it's like what I love to do.
Mm-hmm. Why is it different?
I think just naturally the way that it went. So, for example, on YouTube, I started sharing things like this when I first started. Like, I would talk about relationships, but then those videos didn't really do well because I feel like maybe the longer content format didn't work well.
I see.
So then I started sharing my life and people liked that. And then on TikTok, you have 60 seconds to get right to the point and then just give you that pep talk.
And people are like, oh, I really needed that.
Yeah,
that
you're just like a quick, today. Like, okay, that was good. I'm gonna keep going with my day. Yeah. I mean, I do have the format in a second channel if people want it, but it doesn't do as well as like vlogs.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I mean, it works. Versatile. I could do it all.
I think that because like when you're scrolling TikTok, it's like, ooh, I really needed to hear that today.
Yeah, yeah,
and people
yeah.
are like, oh shit, yeah. I'm gonna share this with my friend yeah. or whatever. It's easy to share.
Yeah, it's like a little quick pick me up, you know. And I feel like this kind of content, when it comes to relationships and like self-analyzation, it takes like sitting through a 20-minute video is tough.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you're like, bitch, I don't want
to
hear you.
Too much to process.
Yeah, like I don't want to hear you tell me my man is not worth it, you know, like
for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, a 60 second one is like, oh man, yeah, he's not worth it, but I'm just gonna keep ignoring it.
Yeah,
exactly. Keep scrolling, you know.
So we are talking about moments that boyfriends realize that their girlfriend is not the one, and for a variety of reasons. And in our opinion, because I agree with Stacy, and I think you would agree with me, that it's better for yes. them to tell you.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about the men's side, because obviously I make content for women all the time. I love women. I want you all to know your worth. But sometimes I feel like we like write off men as like, oh, they don't know. But no, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously they know. And we're going to find out why they felt the way they felt, and their feelings are just as valid. So I'm excited to possibly be on their side and
yeah.
be like, all right, sure, let's hear the other side of it.
You mm-hmm. will know for a fact whether or not she's on their side. I have a feeling immediately. Okay, so this is an article that was actually posted on BuzzFeed, and sometimes we run across articles and we think they're interesting, like, oh, these are good conversation starters. Yeah. So we might not get through all of them, but I just thought some of these were interesting. And I think that sometimes you tend to take things really personally if you are getting broken up with, but sometimes it's just
when does somebody not take it personally?
Right.
I mean, it's personal.
It is personal.
You're breaking up with
me. Sometimes it's nice in the like after a while, like not in the moment, but yeah, when you look back to be like, you know what? We weren't a good fit.
Yeah.
Because I would have had to change myself, or he would have had to change his self, like the core of who they are.
Yeah. When you're in it, it doesn't feel like that.
It does not feel like that when you're getting broken up with. Okay. So this one, he says, my last ex always wanted to go do her own thing and expected me to just drop my life and go with her wherever it was. If she wanted to move across the state for a university, she expected me to come along and get an apartment close by, or I could stay behind with no guarantee it would work out between us. She never asked how I felt about her plans. It was just her way or no way. I always had this feeling that if I didn't give her attention every 10 minutes, that she'd want to get it from somewhere else. I didn't treat her wrongly or act as a controlling guy by any means. It was just a gut feeling I had that I hated.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how old these people were.
True. Well, if he says going to college or like, so they seem younger. I feel like they're younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that they have that self-awareness right off the bat, knowing that like young. You don't want to cater your life to someone else's life like that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big life changes like that are always tough mm-hmm. for everybody, you know, especially if one person wants to stay, the other one wants to go. And when you're that young, like you don't know what you want.
I was willing to drop things to do things for people.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have, but I feel like the fact that he knows, and like he's like, what if I want to stay here? What if I want to go somewhere else? Or like people going to different colleges is a huge reason of why they break up a lot of times, like high school couples and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I've been on both sides of this, but when I moved to LA to be an actor, I had a boyfriend that just moved with me, and he didn't have anything in LA. He just moved with me to support, and I thought that was really cool, and I was like so stoked. Obviously, I was like so stoked, but then I realized through years of living here that he didn't have his own thing. He was just kind of waiting for me to get home. And I was like, oh, I want to go out and network with people. I want to, like, you know, do the thing. And I wasn't getting romantic attention from anyone else, but he still felt like my attention was going elsewhere. Yeah. And so it was sucked on both sides, because it was like, I didn't want to take away from what I was trying to build.
Yeah.
But I also felt like I needed to cater to him, where he didn't have his own thing going on.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I think before marriage, moving away for somebody, like if the only reason why I'm moving is for you, that doesn't seem very healthy. You know, like not marriage, but like a commitment, like we're lifetime partners, right? Like if there's this creator that she talked about how she's no longer with her partner. And basically she had a house and she rented the house so that she can move closer to where her boyfriend lives. And I'm like,
at least she still has that house.
But I'm just like, you move the whole ass thing, you know, and like, cada quien, everybody gets to do whatever they want. But it's just, unless you're like, you have a commitment where like, I'm gonna make it work, or you're willing to be that source of entertainment, of friendship, like this person was, you were his everything, right? Like that's a lot of pressure
on
someone.
He put all the eggs into this basket, and I was like, I can't keep up,
because
sometimes I was tired and he's like ready, he's like, oh, I waited all day for you to be home.
I learned that you can't date someone who doesn't have their own thing going on, because it's like they rely on you so much, where it's like, can't you just go to the other room and have a hobby or something? And it even comes down to like not even big things like moving. I remember my ex-boyfriend, he was a big partier, like every weekend. He's like, I worked all week, I just want to go clubbing. I was like, bro, we're like 30 something. And then I felt like that person on the article, it's like, I felt like if I didn't go, then he would seek attention from someone else.
Yeah, and that's exhausting.
It is much exhausting because it keeps you so anxious. Yeah. And at the end, it did happen. I didn't go, and he hit on a girl and cheated on me.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't want to be in that anxious situation.
The trust issues.
Exactly.
Thing, because
you can't be everywhere all times. Mm-hmm.
Right, Kitty? Like sometimes you make me do things that I don't want to do.
Very clingy.
Yeah. Come here. Hi. So that, the fact that she doesn't even care about what he wants, like, that sucks. That's, like, how I felt. Like, I don't want to go out this weekend.
And it's a maturity thing for sure. Like, that she didn't even take his needs into consideration
I think he made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with him.
I agree with that,
too. She did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. We agree with you, dude. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one is, she invited me over to cook for me and instead ambushed me with her 8 friends to interrogate my feelings in the relationship.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yikes. So she's like, oh, let me come over and cook for you. And then she brings...
Or come over and I'll cook for you, right?
Yeah. Invited me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come over and I'll cook for you. And then instead you're greeted with 8 females asking you if you're serious about their friend.
Yeah.
No one likes to be interrogated.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But see, okay, here's my take.
I like a hot take.
Okay, are you being interrogated or were her friends just hanging out? Like, I'm somebody who has a lot of girlfriends. Like, I mean, there's like 5 of us. But like, my fiance has never not once been like, I'm being overpowered. You know? Like, I feel like if he really liked her, he would have been like, yeah, I like her. What's the big deal? Like, sure.
I guess we're missing some information.
For sure.
If he didn't know that this was going to, he thought it was, he was coming over for a nice romantic date. And then instead you get 8 girls who are all like asking you a bunch of questions. Maybe.
Why does it have to be a big deal? Like, if he thought like, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to come get cooked for and then I'm going to get it in. And then, you know, if he was coming with different plans and then, oh shit, her friends are here. Oh, I hate it now. You know, like.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it was under the guise of something else. Like, if she was just honest, be like, hey, my friends want to meet you.
Oh, okay.
You know, my friends want to meet you and like, come over and hang out and meet them all. And yeah, sure, that's fine. I'm sure he would be fine with that. But like, if you're, if you have to trick him into it,
that's true.
Weird.
True. Here's the other thing is like, I don't know if that would be a deal breaker for me. I might be a little annoyed at that.
He didn't like her enough.
Is a conversation. Yeah, maybe this was too new too. But I will say that that's one of the reasons that Steve broke up with somebody before.
Really?
Was he does not like when friends are, when the relationship's new, like you're just dating. You're not even like boyfriend, girlfriend yet. You're just like starting to date. And then the friends are like, yo, if you break her heart, I'll fuck you up. You know, like something like that. And he said that that happened. This girl, he was just starting to date. He went to a barbecue with her friends and they pulled him aside and they were like, if you break her heart, we swear to God, we'll come find you. Like that kind of thing. And like sometimes it's joking, but even in jest, he's like, you know what? Have her. I don't fucking want her.
Yeah.
I don't want it because I don't want to even deal with that.
Yikes.
Like you ruined this, not her. You ruined this. I don't want to have these friends in my life.
Interesting.
Wow. I think it's like her that much. Yeah.
It's true because it's new.
Yeah. Like, so if, it's like, if your friends would have said that, he probably would have been like, your friends are fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But I like you.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Like maybe in the beginning, if they would have said that, he might have been mad. But
and he would have talked to you and been like, hey,
I hope
those
he would have talked to me.
Yeah, like maybe. And I'm not saying like as friends we have to like be protective of it, but like there's so many men that are so disrespectful to women, mm-hmm. and as friends and as a sister and as everything. I've never had that conversation, but I have had the conversation that's like, anybody has a new boyfriend, I'm scared, like I'm looking at him from the beginning. Yeah, you're being tested.
Yeah, you definitely are being tested
at all times. Get over it, you know. There's you are. And like just how we are too, you know, when you're dating somebody, you're being tested. When you're coming into the friend group, I'm watching you.
Mm-hmm. I also think so. Okay, I can get on this guy's side with the like the way it was kind of dishonest, the like, oh, come over here. And
if it was like that, yeah.
But I do feel that if you're building a solid relationship with somebody, communication is how you build it. So you have to have little things like this where it wasn't cool with you and then you guys work it out.
Yeah.
And if he didn't allow her the chance to work it out, then you're right. He just wasn't that into her.
Yeah, because I mean, like we get it too. When I first met my fiance, he has five sisters. The weekend I met him, he took me to his family's house.
Oh, wow.
Five sisters. It was a lot. And like, he's one of the youngest, so obviously they're all older.
Protective.
And they're all protective of him. And mm-hmm. they literally, one of them sat down with me and was like, I just want to let you know, like, we love him. And I was like, as you should. I'm glad he has you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was never like, your sister. No, I was like, I get it. I'm glad. Because he had a relationship where he was disrespected. And now, obviously, they were trusting somebody new. And he was trusting somebody new. So I never saw it as like, oh, my God, they hate me. No, I was like, I get it. They love you.
Yeah. Mm.
Why is that a bad thing?
That's great.
I wouldn't feel, I think that's such a common thing to do. No, I wouldn't feel threatened. But then men don't do that for their guy friends, though. They don't pull the girl and be like,
yeah,
hey, you fuck with my bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, they don't do that.
That's true.
You know?
True.
Yeah, it's such a girl thing to do. But to be very like bothered by that makes me feel
like her.
You didn't really like her in the first place.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, good thing you broke up with her because you didn't like her. But
yeah,
I mean, grow up, you know. There, people are going to ask. There's going to be a time where her parents going to be like that.
Yeah.
Her sibling.
Maybe he didn't feel prepared for it.
Yeah, maybe she should have been more honest.
That, yeah.
Like, my friends are going to be here just so you know.
But a deal breaker? I don't think it would be a deal breaker.
Not for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me.
Okay, so we don't agree with you on that one, dude. We do understand, but we don't agree. Okay, this one, it says, I had an ex-girlfriend who tricked me into meeting her parents. Oh, another trick.
Oh, boy.
People don't like being tricked, okay?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, nobody likes being tricked.
I would gladly meet them if she invited me, but she faked a panic attack, so what? I would take her to her home, and her parents were in on it. It seems silly, but it looked like a sign of deeper issues, so I walked away, and seeing the kind of relationship she developed with other guys after me, I'd say it was the right call.
No, that was the right call.
What
the
heck? You can't... Okay, this also comes down to a communication issue, you know? Like, you don't trick people.
And trust issues.
And trust issues. Especially faking a medical thing.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And this is the fact. He made it very clear. She tricked me. The first guy was like, oh, I came over and her friends happened to be there. You know, like this was like she purposefully like faked a medical
panic
issue.
Attack.
Yeah. And her parents were in on it.
And then so that's a fucked up family in general. But you're crying wolf if you do have panic attacks and anxiety issues, and then your first one's a fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never gonna believe you again that you're having a panic attack.
I just wonder how he knew that he got tricked.
Yeah.
Or how he knew that they were in on it too. Yeah. Maybe they said so. They're like, oh, you know, we're just.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, because how could you be so ballsy to say that, you know? Yeah.
If anybody faked a medical condition as a joke, like even like, you know, when couples do like pranks on each other on YouTube, I could never. Like, I'm not doing that. That's not.
It sounds like it was kind of a prank, like, because he got there and it was like, surprise, you know, you're meeting us, you know?
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah.
That is really creepy.
I mean, if you want somebody to meet your parents, just give time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really weird that you would want that to be your first first impression.
Exactly. Wouldn't you want to meet the parents in like a healthier way? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the parents want to meet the new boyfriend in a healthier way? Like, why would they agree to this?
Clearly,
this is a weird family.
She was like, I want you to meet my parents. And he was like, I'm not ready yet, or something like that.
Yeah. And if he's not ready yet, that's valid.
You're like, you got to respect that boundary.
Mm-hmm. That's a boundary that was broken. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's, yeah, you're right on this one.
That was a good call.
Mm-hmm. She sounds crazy.
Ooh, yeah. If Gina's saying she sounds crazy, she's crazy. Okay. Someone like responded to this. They said, my ex did this to me too. She told me to come hang out with her one weekend. I was like, cool. A day of watching Star Trek, good food and some afternoon delight. I showed up and her entire extended family was there. Mm-hmm. They made me hold a baby. I'm naturally awkward around new people, so they all thought I was weird. I could tell my girlfriend wasn't very happy about the poor impression I made. Well, there's a reason I didn't want to meet your family, dude.
That's Jesus, man. Wow. You can't just throw people in there.
You can't throw people in these situations. They need to prepare. Like, not everyone's just, I think, you know, there's extroverts and introverts. And I think sometimes extroverts just think everyone's ready to go on an impulse like they are. But like, introverts are, a lot of us are like, we need to prepare. We need to like.
That is so funny because I'm going to stand on the other side.
And be an extrovert.
I have a big ass family, you know? And so for example, that weekend that I met my fiance, he was like, oh, we're having a family party for blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, sure, let's go. Uh-huh. You know? So to me, a big important thing, because I have a big family and because they're all loud and because they're all over your face, it's like, I would like to date somebody that's always ready to be ready, you know? And so Danny is like that and I'm like that, you
know?
That's
good.
So when I did take him to my family's house in Mexico, everybody loved them, right? So I could see like if you're an introvert and you're dating an extrovert, you definitely need to let them know. Because I will be like, yeah, let's go hang out with my friends right now. Like, what? You need a day for what?
Because like, you know? I'm the same family, like huge family, Filipino family. They're all loud. I was the quiet one in the family and people are like, you were the quiet. I wouldn't know. But so I fit in and I can blend into loud families, and also I did stand up for a long time, so like I can handle hecklers and like fast things. But if I like have my day planned and then you throw something at me last minute, I'm really bad at like rearranging my schedule in my head, and then like I'm all thrown and I'm like, I gotta curl my hair or something, like I need to like look good, especially if it's the first time meeting someone. I'm like, I need to like at least look cute, so if I fuck up, like they'll be like, oh, she's cute still. Stuff like that. So it does throw me. I can mask it, but it's like I definitely get thrown by that.
I am very meeting my parents is such a big thing, you know, that only one, maybe two boyfriends have ever met my parents.
Oh, wow.
And also because they live far away, too. But then, I have extended family here that I'm very close to. And it's like, I would be like, no, I got to wait a little while to bring someone to meet my family, you know? So it's like wild to me that some people are just like, hey, can meet
them.
Throw
them in the mix.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if, I don't know. I mean, I just would like to think Danny liked me so much. So he was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a first for me to meet somebody's family that fast. Yeah. For sure. When I saw how big the family was, I was like, oh, but then I adjusted quickly. You know, it was kind of like a change of pace, but I caught on. But yeah, I've taken friends to my family's house who weren't as extroverted, and definitely they were just like in the corner, like.
Now imagine if you tricked them into coming.
Yeah,
too. That's like on top of already being like socially awkward. Now you're like, I was not at all prepared.
But also, like, if you're the type of person, like, one of the things I love about Denny is how easy he gets along with people.
Yeah.
I could literally bring him in here right now and he would talk to all of you, right? And so maybe like if you would see that, you'd be like, maybe we're not a match. You know, and that's fine.
And so that's what I was saying in the beginning. It's like, like if you get broken up with because of this, it fucking sucks. And it's hard not to take that personal. Mm-hmm. But then in the long run, like, that's just not the right match for you. Because if that person's going to constantly throw you into situations where you're not ready for it, then you just that's not a good match.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of people who constantly have to do like tests. Yeah. Oh, I was just testing you. Like, people don't like being tested. No. Dude. That's not cool.
Especially if they didn't deserve it. Like, they haven't done anything to show that they weren't loyal or whatever. Exactly. I'm just thinking about that. Like, I met Steve's family within 2 weeks of us dating. Yeah. That was the fastest I've ever met anyone's family, and vice versa too. We met each other's family within like the same week.
When they know, they know.
And I was not thrown off at all by that, but I did cry the first time I met them.
Why?
I didn't have my coffee in time. Oh. And my body just like, I was so mad because I was like, I'm being betrayed, because my emotions just like, whenever there's too much emotion of any emotion, happiness, sadness, frustration, anger, whatever, it just comes out as crying. And then it looks like I'm just like
crying,
being dramatic or something, but I'm like, I swear, like, I'm not thinking any intense thoughts. I'm I just need coffee physically, or else I'm gonna cry. And it just doesn't, I'm not trying to throw a tantrum or anything, it just is happening. And so I tried really hard to hold it back, and they wanted to go see a movie like right off the bat, and I hadn't had coffee in like 2 hours between waking up, and I just started crying at the movie theater. I was like, I need coffee.
Nikki, emotion wise like Happy says, she has to be in between like a 4 and 7. Anything higher than that, she's crying out of happiness. Yeah. Anything lower, she's crying out of sadness.
It's very true. The tears are both ways.
Yeah.
There's like a limbo with no tears.
Yeah. Yeah. That little sweet spot.
Otherwise, it's kind of glazy all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I could cry right now.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Here's how it works. When you're shopping on one of your favorite sites at checkout, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click Apply Coupon. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for the site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey doesn't just work on desktop, it works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. Personally, I bought some chairs recently for my apartment, and I saved, I think, about $30 with a Honey code, so that was awesome. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/bigmood. That's joinhoney.com/bigmood.
Women's health is under attack. Stay in control of your reproductive health with birth control and the morning after pill from Favor, delivered straight to your door. The service you know and love as the Pill Club is now Favor. Favor provides digital care, prescriptions, and products for your well-being. With over 4,000 five-star reviews, Favor carries over 120 FDA-approved brands and ships to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $6.99 per pack without insurance. Favor delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging along with fun self-care extras. Right now, when you go to heyfavor.com/bigmood, Favor is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Big Mood listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's HEYFAVOR.com/bigmood to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, it's heyfavor.com/bigmood. You must use the link to make a donation.
The next one, okay, this one sounds pretty obvious. When she asked for a dude's number at a party while I left for a minute, I caught her in the act and she still lied about it. Yeah, people don't like liars or cheaters.
Oh my gosh.
I see this stuff as being just more of an immaturity.
Disrespectful.
Like you're not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? There's some people that genuinely are serial cheaters.
Mm-hmm. That they thrive off of.
Like that's their happiness.
Yeah.
And like some of them, like there's YouTube videos on it that they'll literally say like, I just can't be monogamous. Like it's fun for me. It brings a thrill out of me. Like it's just, I wasn't even going to text the person. I just wanted to get the number just to see that I could do it.
Right.
And it's crazy to me because we don't understand it. And you know, like if they find each other and date each other, that's fine. Just don't date the monogamous people.
Right.
You know?
Because that's where it becomes.
Dude, I even know married people. I know this one married person that he doesn't even, like you said, he's not even going to cheat, but he just wants to know that he could.
Yeah.
And so like he loves that thrill of like getting their number or like getting them to like him or whatever, because he just wants to know that he still got it.
It's validation.
Does his wife know?
No. Yeah.
See, like, I wish, just tell me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to be.
Just
like,
be straightforward on this type of person.
Tell me. And then, like, there's people that are happily swinging. Yeah. And they're happy with it, right?
Like, do you think, though, that part of their thrill is, like, getting away with it, you know?
Right. For cheaters, yes. Yeah. So for cheaters, like, it's not that they're in love. It's the chemical reaction that you're getting.
Yeah.
When you're cheating. Like, it's excitement. It's dopamine. Everything is, like, when you were young, right? When you were young and everything was so new and you're like, oh, I got her number and, like, we're texting or whatever. Cheating is not love. It's an addiction.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Like, if their partner was okay with it wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like they're getting away with something. Oh. It'd be like, oh, okay, well, I guess.
That's so sad, huh?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I've definitely dated guys like that.
Serial cheaters?
Have. Yeah.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I remember, go ahead.
Sorry. We reconnected off of the fact that, like, oh, yeah, like, if you ever wanted to cheat on me, like, just tell me and break up with me first. Like, I don't want to be cheated on. They're like, I would never, blah, blah, blah. I did that to one girl once and, like, I never would do it again. And then I found out they did it to every girl that they ever dated. And
that was my recent ex-boyfriend. I remember he would message me while he's in Vegas for his friend's, like, bachelor party or whatever. And he would message me and call me, be like, babe, can we just never be like this? Like,
oh, same.
Like, I see them.
Oh, God, they're so good.
Yeah, like, he has, like, two friends. One's married. The other one's in a long-term relationship. He's like, they went home or they left with some other girls. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I just never want to be like
that. I'm so glad we're not like that.
Exactly. While he was cheating on me. Oh. Yeah. Or, like, he'll come home after a night of clubbing and drinking. He'll be like, babe, so many girls hit on me tonight.
Ew.
Like, but I said no. I'm like, did you just come over to brag?
Yeah.
Like, why would basically. You think I want to know that?
That's an ick.
And then also, like, to set up this picture of him being like, I'm such a loyal
person. Exactly.
So
yeah.
You're the only one for me. I'm so glad I'm not on the level of those disgusting cheaters.
Right. You mean your own best friends? Yeah.
Yeah. Good to know sooner than later.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Who you're with and for what you're dealing with. I'm glad that you broke up with them at the number part, because my dumb ass was like, oh, okay, it was just a silly thing that I misunderstood because I'm being gaslit and I don't know. Oh, silly me.
He just wants validation. It's okay for him to get validation.
Yeah.
As long as he didn't do anything.
He does this with everyone. He's just a fun, loving person.
That reminds me of, like, I've seen women online. It's like, yeah, he goes on blah, 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 but he comes home to me.
Girl.
It's like, are you proud of this? Are we not embarrassed?
Why are you bragging about
it? Yeah.
You're the shelter.
Yeah, you're just the home that he goes home to, but he's still fucking around. They're like, no, but he knows who to come home to. Like,
okay. Yeah, you're feeding a stray cat.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. He don't live there. Yeah. He just comes there to eat. The next one is, I started to realize I was happier when she wasn't around. That one's huge.
Yes.
That's such a good flag. I know it feels bad because you got to do the breakup thing, but it's good to feel that and know that.
Mm-hmm. Your own body's telling you.
I wish that we knew if they were boyfriend and girlfriend or if they were, like, married.
Mm.
Because I feel like it's same feeling, different circumstance, right? Like, what do you do? What would you guys do?
That's hard to say because I've been in a relationship where it was the same one that moved to LA for me and stuff, where I just realized, like, was really comfortable with him. But I was so much happier when he wasn't home. I felt free. I felt like I could do whatever I want. Like, I could paint and drink wine and not feel like I have to do whatever they needed me for at that second. And I realized that I would just be happier single than with them.
Yeah.
And so it was the hardest breakup because he didn't do anything wrong. And I didn't have a thing for him to work on or anything. I was just like, I just know I'm happier alone. And that was hard. But I knew from that relationship that I would never commit myself to anyone that I ever felt that way with again. So with Steve, who I ended up marrying, it's just fucking fun all the time. And there's always something new to discover with each other. And I knew that I needed to marry somebody like that, where we're constantly discovering new things together and we're always stimulated by each other, because I could never deal with that type of breakup again, where I had to be, like, not the bad guy, but, like, the bad guy, because they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And now I have to be like, yo, I just fell out of love with you and I'm happier alone. Like, that was so heartbreaking to break someone's heart for nothing that I don't know if I could. I'm happy I went through that so that I didn't commit myself. But if I had committed myself, it would be a hard decision, because I committed myself legally and officially, and you're, you know, entangled now with marriage, I would feel a certain obligation to stay with it. But for your own happiness, it's just,
I know, you know what the craziest part is? Like when people have kids and they feel that.
Yeah.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That is so tough.
Having kids is the final lockdown.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And you would think, and of course, it's not like you're there forever. Like if something happens, you can always leave. But I wonder if you guys feel this way still because you haven't had kids. Mm. Because research shows that when kids come into the family, happiness goes down. Mm-hmm. It goes back up after.
Yeah.
But the initially, first couple of years, it's tough.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping.
I have heard that.
It's a new adjustment. You're new parents. You don't know how to be a parent. And then on top of being each other's partner, financial resource, blah, 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 you're also now co-parents. Mm-hmm. So I don't know like what you would do like if you fall out of love. But that's what marriage is, right? Like if I'm out of love, like love is not a constant feeling. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's up and sometimes it's down, like all feelings. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're not. So when you marry, that you make that commitment to ride the wave mm-hmm. of, I don't feel that in love right now, you know? So that's why it's like, Denny and I have this thing where it's like, I don't care if you love me, but you have to respect me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So like, because there's going to be times where you're not even going to like me. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, she's being so annoying. Or, oh my God, he's being so annoying. But we have to respect each other regardless of that. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I can't speak on this because that is how most relationships are. And I think that with Steve, it's just completely different. I've never even felt like a tinge of like, oh, I don't even like you right now, like not even a little bit. But with every other boyfriend I have and I felt like it was natural, and I felt like forever, like if I pick my person, like we're just gonna stick it out through all the good, bad, blah, blah, blah. And I do think that's generally good advice, but I also feel like sometimes you find someone that like even our fights, I'm like, oh cool, we get to get closer by solving this together.
You've never been annoyed by him?
I've been annoyed by, like I told you, like when he was shared a bathroom, it was fucking annoying.
Right. But you've never been like, bitch, get the fuck out of my face right now.
When we're fighting and we're misunderstanding each other, yeah, for sure.
It's fucking normal. But, please relate.
I relate to being annoyed.
Yeah, where you're just like, get the fuck out of my face.
But you know how like, I don't know.
I still love him.
Every other boyfriend I've had, I've gone through a phase where I'm like, I don't even know if I like this person and we're probably going to break up. And I feel like it's just a fucking battle when I go see them. Mm. Like, are we going to fight today? I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, like every relationship I've had has had those like, and my married friends will be like, you just got to stick it out. You're not going to find someone that's perfect, blah, blah, blah. And then it's not that you're finding someone perfect. It's that you're finding someone that's willing to find the language with you to work something out rather than throw sticks at each other during an argument. Right. Like where you're like, hey, we're misunderstanding each other right now. What are you trying to say? And I'm going to listen to you and then I'm going to be like, oh, okay. I think I know what you're saying. I'm going to regurgitate what you said. And this is how I feel about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then he says it back to me. And I'm like, okay, now we're on the same page so we can understand each other. And we could still disagree on something, but at least now we know where each other's coming from. And I can have your back in this situation and you can have my back in this situation. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there's never been a resentment that's built up where I'm like, fuck, now I got to talk to him about this. Or like, oh, he's doing this thing again and he doesn't fucking get it, or he doesn't respect me, or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people just stick with that where they're like, you know what? It's just one of those things. They're never going to get this about me and I'm just going to stick with it. And it starts to grate on their happiness, and it starts to over time make them feel very distant from their partner. And then in marriage, you're going through a long time. It gets to a point where you might be numb and don't feel like there's any real love anymore, but you're like, you know what? We made this commitment, and even though the love has graded down to nothingness, I know this person, they know me, and so I'm just going to stick with it. And I just don't see it happening that way with me and Steve, but maybe I'm naive. We've only been together 10 years, so I don't know.
No, and nobody wants to wish bad on your marriage. It's amazing.
But I do think that in other relationships, I've definitely gotten to that point of like,
yeah, same.
Fuck,
yeah.
I just have to stick it out. No,
it's more of like seeing the positive in each other, like not thinking like he's leaving his freaking socks there on purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't feel that, right? Yeah. But there's, and maybe it's your personality, right? And like, this is just my personality. But there's definitely been times where I'm like, I need a day off.
You know what else? It's because you just moved in together too.
Oh no.
Our first year together, like we moved in within 3 months of dating. Mm-hmm. And that is, with that first year, and I talked about this a lot, it was like we fought the most, like where I didn't know if it was going to work out. Mm-hmm. And then we had like this one day where we like thought we were going to break up and everything like changed, where we started creating a language basically for us to like get through every single future argument, and we stopped fighting. Like we didn't ever have those type of fights or resentment ever again, because we weren't projecting different things on each other from like little things like that, where he would always fucking scratch my pans and I was getting so fucking mad because like that non-stick shit is gonna get in the food and it's poisoning the food, and I read a fucking article about it and he's like, that shit's not true, and I'm like, Lucas Snopes it, and it's not real and all this stuff, and I'm like, it is fucking real, why you gotta always argue with me about stuff? Like, oh, I read an article, you read an article, fuck your article, it's my pans, it's like,
yeah,
don't get your fucking stuff in my food. And he just wouldn't, and it was a respect thing because they were my pans.
Yeah.
And even though they were $10 pans or whatever, he's like, I'll buy you a new pan. I'm like, buy your own self a fucking pan.
Yeah.
And we get so mad over these pans because he didn't respect that I said, I don't want you to cut your chicken in my pan. It ruins the pan. And it's not about the pan or the cost of the pan. It's about that you heard me and you still did it anyway.
Right.
And you're like, who cares? It's a pan. Well, it's deeper than a pan. It's a deep dish pan. Okay.
Yeah.
And we had to have this whole, like, once we learned each other's language, we didn't have fights about the pans anymore because he understood now that it actually hurts my feelings that he was doing something that I didn't like about it. And he didn't know he was hurting me. He just thought like, oh, she wants to fight about a pan, I'll fucking go to war about this pan, you know. He likes to debate,
or they think that it's just about the pan.
It's about the pan.
They can't go any deeper than that.
Exactly. And because he had a ex relationship where she was just really snobby about like a lot of things, apparently, I don't know her, the relationship, but that's what he says about her. He like anytime he got a little sense of someone being like
snobby,
you're doing this or like something that's not a big deal and making it into a big deal, he would just like stick it out and like go to war over it because he's like, he's not getting run over anymore. We realized that we were like projecting from our previous relationships, and that was like a really good, it was good that we went through that first year, but I don't know if I would have married him that first year because that, to me, that was not something I could live with for 10, 20 plus years. You know, I could not see the rest of my life being with this person that we're going to bicker over everything. But once we like discovered that we could be on each other's teams and like, you know, we already knew we loved each other, but the like solving that issue was huge.
I think that makes me feel normal. I'm like, okay, so you did go, and not saying like, oh, I don't, you're not perfect. But I was like, huh? Like, because I've never felt that with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, with anybody. I've never been like, from day one, you were just it.
No.
Fuck no, well, never.
The love was there. But like, that shit was driving me up the fucking wall. And then I guess that's what I mean is, sometimes I feel like people get married before figuring that shit out. And because they haven't figured it out, they let all this resentment build. And then there's nothing. There's not even the love is left.
It festers.
And they're just there for the commitment because they said, I said forever to you.
I've been through that with like long-term relationships where I'm like, oh, God. Well, we might as well stick it out. It's a might as well kind of thing, you know?
Like, they know me. I know them.
Yeah.
Nothing's perfect. So I guess we just should stick it out.
And you don't want to be in a might as well relationship. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same thing where it's like, oh, he'll never learn this. It's just who he is, you know? And
then
I realized, no, I don't got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But then with the same thing with the article, it's like it got to the point where I was like, I would rather not see him today. And then after we broke up, I had like the best night of sleep of my life.
Wow.
And that's when I realized, I'm like, if someone doesn't bring that joy in your life, peace, then, and peace, then this is not gonna work out.
If they're taking from your life more than they're adding to your life, that's when you know.
Yeah.
Like, yo, maybe that's not for me.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not a match.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah, definitely had a, that's what the feeling I had with that guy that had moved to LA, that I just had to break up with him because there was no love left. Mm. Like, I loved him like a brother, not like a romantic partner. Mm. We had been together for 5 years. And so like, it was enough for me to be like, oh yeah, I can't spend another 5 years with this. There's just, I don't have the like romantic love for you. Like, and when you don't want to have sex with them anymore,
that's a big
like
sign.
That's a huge sign. I even went to a therapist because I was like, if there's any way for me to work this out, it's just easier to stay together than it would be to break up because we live together, all this stuff. And she was like, well, how about you, you know, spice it up in the bedroom. And the thought of doing that made me want to hurl. I don't want to have sex with him. I was like, oh yeah, that's something you should want to do with your partner if you're going to marry them.
Yeah,
forever.
I learned that when the sex is gone, my body starts rejecting the sex.
Yeah.
Like, what used to feel so good, now it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not about it anymore. Like, it
burns when certain fluids are around.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Why is that? It's like your body
it's
knows.
It's weird. It's super weird. I remember seeing on TikTok where it's like even your body knows when he's cheating because you get more like bacterial and yeast infections.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't know, maybe it's a mixture of another woman's vagina or something like that. Your body actually knows and it starts like reacting negatively to it.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Yeah, because the one guy that cheated on me, I definitely went through that
same.
Weird, I don't want to think it's because there was dipped in other vaginas.
Yeah. I think it's more like, I don't know, like, your body intuitively knows it.
Maybe let's go with that.
Yeah, because he would shower before we have sex and everything, so I don't know.
Okay, so we all know that pumping gas right now is like $1 million a gallon, right? Everybody that's driving a car right now, you are hating it probably. Well, good news is that there is upside. Well, I guess that's the upside. This app is actually so cool, guys. I have just started using it and I have gotten so much cash back from things that I would normally be doing anyway, such as pumping gas. So Upside is an app. What you're gonna do is you open the app and then it tracks where you are and it can show you all of the cashback offers in that area. For example, I open the app, I hit Chevron has a cashback deal where it's 15 cents back per gallon. That means I'm saving 15 cents per gallon when I use this offer. I click the offer, I claim it, and then I go pump my gas. I tell them what kind of gas I'm using. You can pick regular, premium, whatever. And then I print out the receipt, you upload the receipt, and you get that cash back instantly. There's also restaurants you can get cash back at, as well as grocery stores. So you just go to the app and it shows you all of the offers, or you can sort them by what category you would like the cashback offers in. And then you just save money. And, oh, you use your regular debit and credit cards. You don't even have to open a card or anything. You just upload receipts and get cashback. To get started for you though, you download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play and use our promo code BIGMOOD and you get $5 or more cashback on your first purchase of $10 or more. It's so cool. So in comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cashback with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands, whatever you want to do. So you can get your cash back any way you want. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have 4.8 star rating on the App Store. And you can download the free Upside app and use promo code BIGMOOD to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code BIGMOOD. Get that bag or get your bag back.
All right, you guys, I am so excited for this next sponsor, Baze Luggage. Ah, if you've heard about Baze, you know there's a lot of hype around this luggage, and for good reason, because this is some cute, chic, amazingly affordable, and like just amazing luggage. I'm such a huge fan. So if you guys know me, you know that I travel a lot, or I have traveled a lot in the past. I've actually just came back from a 2-week vacation with my 5-month-old. I know, I'm so crazy. I can't believe I scheduled that. Also, 3 destinations we hit, and the entire family were all packing with Baze, and it's such an amazing luggage system. I swear, last Christmas, I actually decided to treat myself and I upgraded all my luggage to Baze. I got the dop kit, the mini weekender, the check-in, the carry-on, two carry-ons actually. And I got a weekender for my son, Isaac, too. Like, I love this company. I also gifted my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, some Baze products. Super huge fan, you guys, I'm telling you. So Baze was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Baze has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage, and I'm telling you from experience, they really did think of everything. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, which came in handy this last trip. I barely made it under the 50-pound limit thanks to the weight indicator. Washable bags for your dirty clothes and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors. I personally have my entire luggage system in the color beige, which FYI, that's what beige means in Spanish. It's beige, which I thought was really cute. And then I have the luggage for my husband in gray and the weekender in black for my son. And they also have this new navy color, which I think is super cute, by the way. I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan. And for shorter trips, the weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. My son is loving it. I absolutely love my mini weekender. So handy. I love it. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Baze has over 30,000 five-star reviews. And trust me, one of them is from me. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Baze has your personal items covered. And right now, Baze is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting bazetravel.com/bigmood. Go to bazetravel.com/bigmood for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/bigmood.
All right. So the next one is, shortly after waking from anesthesia from a major surgery and after being administered a high dose of oxycodone, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, drug person. Mm-hmm. I was discharged from the hospital. As we got to my car, she turned around and asked if I wouldn't mind driving and threw me the keys.
What?
Being completely under the influence, I obliged. I drove us the 45 minutes home. After the drugs wore off, I realized she's not the one.
I've been through this.
What? Really?
When I got my wisdom teeth pulled out October, I was on the way home and we were supposed to go to Arizona for a wedding, right? So like on the way home or like in bed while I was like recovering from my anesthesia and stuff, I was like, did you book the tickets? And he's like, how about you help me book the tickets? I've been working all day. I was like, you work an office job.
Oof.
You're a lawyer.
Like, yeah.
Why can't you? I'm fucked up on drugs right now.
Yeah.
He's like, well, why can't you just help? So I drugged out, had to book tickets for us because he couldn't figure it out.
Oh my god!
Like, if I can do this drugged up, why can't you? Or like,
yeah, then, you're supposed to be the lawyer dude.
Yeah,
that exactly. Knows how to do things.
Exactly. Like they just that was just wild to me.
That is like, wild.
Why do I have to do this when I'm literally recovering from a medical thing?
I think it's the thing that you were talking about earlier too. Like they should want to protect you, or provide, or like any reason that Steve could think of to like swing in there and help. Yeah. Like that, yeah. he'll do
a
that.
A man who loves you will do that.
Yeah. And for so sure. That kind of thing, just like
he didn't love
what
you.
A baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just seems childish. Like you do it
exactly. Like I've been busy all day. Yeah, I just got a surgery. My mouth is bleeding, bro.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet yesterday. This nurse, she tweeted. She's like, this woman came into our hospital with a severe allergic reaction. We had to, you know, put her in the bed and everything, blah, blah, blah. And her husband just said, okay, well, I had a long day, so I'm going to go home and sleep. Call me if you need me. This is wild that people would do that.
Mm-hmm. I can't picture that.
Right?
That's like this insane. Morning, I started my cycle. Sorry, men. But no, I didn't know it was coming. It's just been coming at random times now. And I had crazy cramps and I was like, oh my god, I need Mitol. I didn't bring it. I didn't bring pads. I didn't bring Mitol. I didn't bring anything. Mm-hmm. And like without me even asking, he got his shoes on, he was out the door, keys, and we're not at home. Like we're at a hotel right now. And so he like found it. He went and got pads, Mitol, like he knew everything to get, and just I didn't even have to ask. And I was like, oh my god, you're my hero.
Yeah.
And that's like that is now, like, it's not like I expect that. I still am grateful every time that happens. Like, today I was just like, thank you so much. But it's the thought of him being like, yeah, I'm kind of tired right now.
Yeah.
You deal with it is like insane. Not even in the realm of possibility.
Yeah. And what Steve did for you is not even like, wow.
Yeah.
That should be the bare minimum. It should minimum. Be the first it thing really that is.
Comes to people. Yes, you should be thankful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it should also be like, hey, you're my partner. You need something. I got you.
Exactly.
Because it's the same way for him. If he's yeah, like,
for sure.
Shit, like I can't get out of bed. I think something's wrong. I'm like, what do you need? You need Tylenol? You need NyQuil, DayQuil? What do you need? I got you. Mm-hmm. And you should want to do that.
I saw a TikTok where a woman, she had a selfie camera on. She was postpartum, just gave birth. And her husband was sleeping on the hospital bed.
Oh, no.
And she's like, he said he was tired from staying up all night waiting for me to give birth.
No.
He was tired, so he asked me to move out of the bed so he can sleep in the bed.
Divorce.
And she just gave birth.
Divorce.
Divorce immediately.
Mm-mm. Yes. What no.
And you know what the craziest thing is? That was probably not the first time he had done something like that.
Yeah, if she's used to that.
But she was like, it's not going to get that bad. It's not going to get that bad. Girl, not till you're like just giving birth and you're sleeping on your bed.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like this? Where's the bottom line?
Right. Mm.
Where is your rock bottom? Because rock bottom should have been three stops ago.
Yeah.
Right? Three incidents ago.
If you're almost to the core of the earth now. Yeah. You've gone so bottom.
Yeah. If I was that nurse and I saw him sleep in the bed, I would have started swinging, dude. You get the fuck out of that bed and let the woman lay down.
That's when the nurses should be mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even. What was that guy's childhood like that he, right? Like the audacity. Which then he must have been used to that in the relationship too.
Yeah, she probably always let him do whatever he wanted to.
That's just so wild to me.
Yeah.
That you would like want, like be okay with your woman that just had your child like sleep on the floor.
Yeah, she was still in the hospital gown and everything. Like it was crazy.
I'm not even surprised. There's literally so much wild things that men get away with sometimes. Like for like if he's done this and like he's cheated 1,000 times and she's forgiven him and she was probably pregnant, like bringing in groceries, and she probably drove to the hospital, you know, so it's
that's true.
Probably normal. Like for him, it's like, yeah, get up. I'm tired. Yeah.
Yeah. Yikesies.
I know. And this is why we need to tell women they deserve better, because you do.
Yeah. And figure out those boundaries before the marriage, before the kids, before the house, before anything that locks you guys together, shares your bank account, all that stuff, you know, work all this shit out.
Yeah, it's like, I am baby, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I should be taken care of because I'm always going to take care of you from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't even imagine, but good thing we don't have to.
Yeah, true. I do think that like having a little, it's like I microdosed those relationships in like previous relationships where it's like the little bit of entitlement, the little bit of narcissism, the little bit of abuse, the little bit of, and it's like, okay, nope. I don't think we're not gonna get full, we're not gonna get too deep with this.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
You left before that, right?
Yeah. And it hurts because you don't know, especially if those were your first relationships, you don't really know a difference. And you don't know that a lot of your dating patterns might have to do with psychological things from your past, like your childhood traumas, and you're subconsciously attracting certain types of people. But if you're working on yourself and you're, you know, seeing a therapist and you're digging these issues up and you're healing from them and stuff, you will start to attract healthy relationships. And at least then I had something to compare it to. Yep. So when I met Steve, I was like, oh, this is what they were talking about.
Yeah.
This is the good thing.
It's a learning process.
It is.
To figure out like what you're willing to deal with or not.
Yeah.
And what you want, what you need. Because sometimes you don't even know what you need.
Yeah. And that's why I don't judge people for getting married young. But if you can help it, do not get married young. Don't get married in your 18 to 25 year old phase. That's just not a good chance of succeeding.
Yeah.
You might be one of the lucky ones, but you don't learn a lot yet. You haven't learned a lot yet.
Yeah, and a lot of times people will say like, oh, but like I want him to do this and I want him to change and blah, blah. I'm like, look, breaking up with him is going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to hurt now or do you want to hurt when he asks you for the hospital bed after you just gave birth? Because that's going to hurt too. And that's not even going to hurt physically. It's going to hurt like emotionally, you know? So at the first sign of disrespect, leave before you love him. Leave.
And at that point, it's harder to leave because
you put so much
time and kids.
Yeah, you just had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe there's anybody who would be like, the only the reasonable thing, or like the only excuse why a man should be laying in the hospital bed, is if she says, I'm uncomfortable in that bed, give me the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, sure, let him lay down on the bed because I want the couch, you know, but I don't know how comfortable those couches are. So I'm just speaking out of just guesstimating.
Or maybe if he was having kidney stones at that moment.
Like his appendix.
His appendix burst.
Yeah, and then they don't have any other beds.
Yeah. Or like his leg fell off because a machete accidentally hit it or something. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
He could be in the bed. Yeah,
but he's tired because he was up all night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well,
guess how many nights you're going to be up after this baby?
Well, probably none because...
Oh, true.
He's going to make her take care of him.
Ouch. Ouchies.
Yeah, girl. And this is why women go into like postpartum depression because they don't get any help.
Wow. Casey, you better help her. Casey's a good one. He can't wait to
shout out to the good dads.
He was showing us all the pictures of the new baby.
Good dads are needed.
Good dads are wanted and needed. Okay, this one says, she told me, speaking of dads, she told me she never ever ever wanted to meet my kids. She came up with a plan that once we moved in together, she could stay at her parents' house during my weekends with them. At the time, we only had been together for a little over a month. I broke up with her before she even took her next breath.
Wow.
Why would he just make a declaration like that early?
Yeah, you knew he had kids.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you don't want to date somebody with kids, that's fine. But don't date somebody with
kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't try to, like, carve it out to fit your needs. Like, okay, we're going to just pretend they don't exist.
Yeah.
And I never, ever want to meet them for the entirety of our relationship.
In what world does this woman think, yeah, I can date someone. Like, there's going to be a man out there that agrees that I don't ever need to meet his kids ever.
I wouldn't be
ever.
Surprised if there was a man that agreed to that. But probably not the type of man you want to date.
Exactly. Yeah. If you love his kids, you would never agree to that. You don't want to be with someone like that.
The only case I could see this is like maybe a side chick. A side chick maybe wouldn't want to meet the kids.
But
the main chick.
I mean, there's people who genuinely don't want to date people with kids. And that's okay.
That's fine.
But you don't get to date people who have kids.
Yeah. And then say we're going to pretend you don't have kids.
Exactly.
And then,
for sure. But definitely, I feel like if you have kids and you're dating... The first thing you should say is, I have three kids, two kids, I have a child. They're very important to me. Like the one time I dated someone with kids, that was like one of the first three sentences they said.
Yeah.
Literally, like, hi, nice to meet you. I have my two daughters, blah, blah, blah. They're beautiful. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, don't try to hide it.
Yeah, because if you try to hide it, then you're part of the problem, right? But yeah, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
He did the right thing.
Yeah.
I knew a chick once where she got engaged. They were dating for, you know, probably a good amount of time. She got engaged. And then one morning she broke off the engagement. Like the next time I spoke to her, I was like, how come you're not engaged? Well, what's going on here? She goes, yeah, his kids were too loud in the morning. I don't really want to deal with that. And I was like, oh.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they never got married.
It's valid.
It's valid.
This wasn't the first time you stayed over at his place and met his kids.
I know. Maybe she had the realization like, oh, I'm marrying the kids.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so they say like when you're marrying somebody, you're marrying their whole family. But a lot of times we think I'm marrying like my in-laws, my brothers-in-law, my sisters-in-law. Sorry. No worries. But like when they have kids, you become a mom automatically.
Yeah.
And you become a mom to strangers, right? And you become a mom to like 7-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds. You don't become a mom from a newborn most of the time. So I'm glad she broke it off before.
Yeah. And you're getting compared to their actual mom. And so no matter how good a job you're doing, like you're always being compared.
Yeah. I'm just like, anytime there's kids involved, be as honest as possible, even in your sentiments that way. Like, let's say one morning you woke up and they were being too loud and you're just annoyed at them. Yeah, leave.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the right thing. You're doing the kids and you're helping the kids out. You're helping the parent out. You're helping yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to lie to yourself and be like, no, I'm just going to tough it out because I love him.
Yeah.
You know? Don't tough it out.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. I agree with that was the best time to break it off too. They'd only been together a month. Okay. I grew out of a certain genre of music and moved on to other genres that I reckon she didn't really like. She asked, why can't you still like folk and country? It struck me then that she didn't really love me for who I was. She liked me because I fit this archetype of what she wanted in a partner. And instead of growing herself, she chose to be mad at me for breaking what she wanted in a partner. Mm. She ended up cheating on me with the dude that I gave my old CDs to.
Oh my God.
She just was in love with his taste in music.
No way.
What the fuck? That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of hilarious.
That's the weirdest.
That's the weirdest. Yeah. That's kind of hilarious.
It's like a sitcom episode. Like a Seinfeld episode where the girl's just like, I was in love with you for your Garth Brooks
CD.
How it dense also, are these people?
Yeah. It also shows that she refuses to grow and change in the relationship and grow together.
She just follows his disc changer.
Yeah. That's, oh my God. It goes to the next guy that has those
CDs.
That's funny.
Who has CDs anymore, too? If that's another issue. I mean,
it's probably old, no?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Maybe like they're just stories from a different
time. Yeah, when they were younger.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's a funny one to end with. Let us know in the comments if you've ever broken up with someone because of one of these reasons, or if you have another silly reason. Or
Nikki, I'm bringing up with you because you just don't do your eyeliner the same way anymore.
I don't. It's true. Why can't you just... My eyes got older.
What a fucking girl you gave your eyeliner to.
Yeah, I gave it to Tiff, actually. Go check her out. Follow Stacey everywhere. She talks about this a lot on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So follow her on TikTok. We'll put her info in the description. Also, she has a YouTube channel where she talks about other things, her life, her wedding that's about to happen. Yay. That she's planning. And you can follow all of that. I guess follow Gina if you want to, or me if you want to.
World news now.
Whatever. Yeah, but go read the show. Share this with your friends. If they've had crazy breakup stories, definitely share it with your friends. And let us know in the comments. What crazy breakup stories have you gone through?
Oh, yeah, do that. I really want to read those.
Me too. Yeah. We want the tea, all of it. Details, thanks. Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.